Joining us now is Niamh Talbot. Niamh is the sponsorship officer for Windsurfing InterVarsities 2017. Good morning, Niamh. Welcome to Near FM. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome, Niamh. Niamh, there's a bit of a mouthful there, Windsurfing InterVarsities. Maybe we'll break it down for us. People know what windsurfing is, I suppose. But what's the InterVarsities? If we could start there and explain to people exactly what it is.
Yeah, of course. So the InterVarsities is basically a competition that's run between different colleges throughout Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So there's generally, with most sports, there's intervarsities in kayaking or sailing, and this one is the windsurfing intervarsities that's happening in Mayo this year.
Yeah, so it's basically between different colleges and tour level places. Would that be the easiest way of saying it?
Yeah, exactly. Between colleges, but this actual event has people that come from clubs as well, this particular one. It's generally usually between colleges, but this one we have clubs happening as well, so it's great.
And this, as you say, this is the Irish Windsurfing InterVarsity, so it's about windsurfing and everything else. Windsurfing, I suppose, when we say colleges and people windsurfing, when people think of college, they probably don't necessarily think of people out windsurfing. How do the two things go together? How do they marry up?
Well, like, I come from an outdoor adventure course, so it's very much a part of what we do. Mm-hmm. And, like, the colleges that we get in touch with, they're national, but we also, in particular, have the outdoor adventure courses like Kinsale and Cork or, you know, Cap and Lee and stuff like that. So they'd be kind of, you know, a part of their module. But then you also have, like, places like DCU that have their surf societies, or places like UCD, or like they've got really big surfing or windsurfing societies, so mm-hmm. they've got some really great competitors that come along to it as well.
Yeah, so you say there's some colleges or universities where they would have, say, surfing clubs or windsurfing clubs, but in respect of where you are in Collage to do, like, this is actually an outdoor adventure course.
Yeah, like, so basically I'm in the third level of the Shackleton Outdoor Adventure Management course, and what that is a 3-year course that the CDCFE, Clostridge College of Further Education, run. And, you know, in first year you go out and you do everything, you do all the kayaking, you're in the mountains, you do windsurfing and sailing. And it's brilliant because then in second year you get all your, what we call instructorships, so you become a teacher in these courses, you do all your training in them. And then third year, which is the year I'm in now, is when you teach the first years. So you get experience kind of out there in the real world teaching people the sport. So it's an amazing opportunity, amazing course.
Yeah, and I suppose we have become, I suppose, in the last 10, 15, 20 years, much more outdoorsy. I'm thinking in Ireland specifically, where we've probably grown the adventure sports, if we want to call them, that have grown in popularity in and around the country.
Yeah, completely. Like, you see now there's a huge kind of shift in kind of, like, the government, even the way the government kind of is giving funding towards sports, and, like, is really trying to get that shift into creating a society that is outdoors and is healthy. And it's a really amazing way, because what it is, it's adventure. So it's not necessarily like, oh, you have to go out and do so many laps, or you have to, you know, do these kind of really intense, you know, boot camps, which, you know, always have me kind of dreading it. But these are like, go out and have fun, go sail, go windsurf, go kayak, and it's a really healthy lifestyle, but it's also a really fun way of kind of learning how to do something and kind of interacting with nature. So it's brilliant.
It is. It sounds hugely exciting, especially, as you say, if people with that outdoorsy, and I suppose the climate here in Ireland is probably very conducive to sports like that. You know, you think of windsurfing, we have a lot of wind and we have a lot of wind power, so things like windsurfing, surfing in general. I mean, Ireland is becoming a popular destination for these sports.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you've got the Wild Atlantic Way, which is where we're running our event, is Mayo, which is on the Wild Atlantic Way, and you've got some of the best wind there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place to go. And, like, it's a kind of country that has it all, really. Like, people go, oh, it's really cold, but it's not really that cold. You got your wetsuit on and you kind of, you've got beautiful lakes and like rivers to go kayaking in. You've got like beautiful coast to go sailing and windsurfing, like mountains that aren't too high but are high enough to go hill walking. So it's actually like the perfect place to do it all.
Indeed. And as you say, with the advances in technology, the growth of these sports, and now would you say it's probably a course that maybe if people are thinking of going to college, it's probably something they don't know is available to them. And if people are of that outdoorsy adventure kind of mind and mindset, it's a great opportunity to get a great grounding and learning in the management of these sports.
Like, it's so true. And like, for me anyway, what I found is that it's a brilliant kind of personal development that happens during those 3 years, because you're working with groups, you're teaching in front of groups, you've got like a great dynamic that kind of comes with your class, because you guys are every day doing like team building games, if you know what I mean. You're rock climbing with each other, so belaying, the person's holding you on a rope. Like, every day you're kind of working with these people really kind of one-on-one, and it creates a kind of great dynamic with the class. And then, you know, as a person, even yourself, you're doing things that maybe you never thought you could do. So you've really come out. It's not just a course that teaches you mm-hmm. how to sail or how to windsurf. It's a place that kind of really gets you to grow as a person. And it's a great kind of course for young people as well. So maybe if you weren't really academic or school kind of always, you know, for me anyway, when I was in secondary school, I always found it very difficult to kind of pay attention or really kind of do studying. So it's a kind of great way for someone who maybe wasn't usually academic to kind of go and have an mm-hmm. opportunity to do third level. Like, it's a higher national diploma, so it's not level 8, it's level 7, but it's a great kind of mm-hmm. place to get all those skills. You have to do the academic essays as well, but you know, overall it's a lot about what we call experiential learning. So it's a lot about learning by your experience and reflecting on that.
Indeed. So if there's any Budden Bear Grills out there and they're thinking of going to college next year, I don't know if the CAO applications are still open for next year, but it might be something that would be worth looking into if that was the kind of field that interested them.
100%. Like, if there's still our second round, there still should be second round of interviews going for next year, so it's definitely worth having a look into. 100%.
Indeed, absolutely. Anyway, we'll move on now to the InterVarsities Windsurfing, Irish Windsurfing InterVarsities. It's a competition, yeah?
It's a competition, yeah. It's happening in Mayo in February, the 25th and the 26th of February. It's in the Kalashta Ishka, this really, really beautiful building which has ensuite rooms and food there. So it's, what's going on is we're having the 2-day event is being run, and you've got your, like any event, you've got your bronze, silver and gold categories mm-hmm. that are racing, and it's going to be just a brilliant whole thing. We've got entertainment happening during the night, we have transport to and from the entertainment to the Kalashta Ishka, so you know, you've kind of got everything going on there. Mm-hmm. And we've got different packages as well, so if someone is, you know, maybe doesn't want to actually compete in the competition but wants to go with their friend, we've got packages that they can buy as well, so it's kind of catered to everyone really.
Just go down, have a good weekend down in Mayo watching the windsurfing.
Exactly, you know, have music, we're going to have music playing, live music, going to have, you know, different things, raffles and prizes happening on the day, some great prizes. Mm-hmm. So it's only definitely something to get involved in.
Yeah. Is this an international competition, Niamh, or is it just Irish?
Well, it's just Irish, but like, if there was international students within the Irish colleges, they'd be competing, no problem.
Yeah. And is this an annual event, or is this the first of its kind for yourselves?
It's an annual event, so basically it's hosted by different colleges each year, and the Shackleton course actually did host this a few years ago, and we kind of took the mantle up again, and they're doing it again.
Excellent stuff. So promises, as you say, to be a great crack August kyole, as they say, down in County Mayo in February. If people wanted to get involved, Niamh, were interested in going down. I would imagine at this stage maybe your teams are sorted, but if there's any budding windsurfers out there and they wanted to come along just to get a feel for the sport or whatever, is that possibility there for them?
Of course it is, yeah. Like I was saying, there's different packages you can buy. So mm-hmm. you can come down and go by yourself, you buy a ticket. Like our kind of all-encompassed package is €95, and that covers everything throughout the whole weekend. That's your food, that's your board, that's your entertainment, that's your price into the competition, that's, you know, transport to and from the entertainment to the accommodation. So it's really everything. And you don't have to be in a college. You could just compete mm-hmm. Solely by yourself. And if you wanted to, you know, look up, we have a website that has all the information, everything to do with buying tickets, what's going on, and that's www.windsurfingintervarsities.com.
Yes, and it's, as I say, sounds hugely interesting. Just as well, looking at some of, as you said, you've mentioned food and entertainment and all kinds of 2 days of competition, but there's also workshops and guest speakers. So again, if people don't want to get wet, they think it's going to be a bit cold in February, there's an awful lot of information they could garner from sitting in on the workshops and stuff like that.
I was actually going to say that exactly. We have like some really, really great VIPs that are going to be doing clinics, or what we call like tutorials. Mm-hmm. So we have like two past Shackletons, who one of them is top in the ISA, which is the Irish Sailing Association, and he's an amazing windsurfer, Dave Garvey, and he'll be doing clinics for the kind of what we call the gold clinic. So really kind of going through all the detail and really the high end stuff. Then you've got like bronze and silver clinics that are going to be run by also amazing windsurfers, Anthony Byrne, who has his own kind of windsurfing school that he runs, so he'll be down as well. Mm-hmm. And we're even catering to people who maybe have never been on a windsurfing board before. Like, so going through, we're going to have a little class that goes through like the very basics of what a windsurf is, where all the gear is, even the lingo people use, so you can sound like you know what you're talking about, and kind of the very basic stuff of getting on a board, because mm-hmm. it can look intimidating, you know, but in actual fact it really isn't. Once you kind of go out and try it,
yeah,
and you get a blast of wind and you go flying, it's addictive.
Yeah. Are you competing yourself, Niamh?
It depends on the day. It depends if they don't wrap me in to do some sort of, I don't know,
yeah,
task or anything like that. Yeah. But if not, I'd definitely be out there.
You're definitely hoping to take part. Well, Niamh, we wish you the very best of luck with it. And maybe when it's over in after the competition's over in February, you come on and let us know how it all went, because it sounds hugely interesting. I'm not very outdoorsy myself, but it sounds like it'd be great crack just to be part of, and just the whole buzz of it sounds really, really great fun and a great buzz for the weekend. So we wish you the best of luck with it. Just before we let you go, just remind everybody when the event takes place and where.
Yeah, of course. So it's February the 25th and the 26th in Colasha Ishka, Belmullet, County Mayo. And like I said, it's open to everyone. Even if you've never been on a windsurfing board before, we'll even get marked down for the first time. it's for even intermediate, beginners and advanced. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, and if anybody wants any more information, the website, just give it again there for anyone who's interested.
www.windsurfingintervarsities.com, and that's intervarsities is intervarsities.
Yeah, it's a bit of a long one, but if people put in windsurf in Ireland, it'll probably pop up on the first page for them anyway.
Exactly.
Stuff like
we're
that.
Gonna try. It's on Facebook. We're going to try and get it out as much as possible.
Excellent stuff. And people maybe not computer savvy, is there a phone number they can ring for more information, or can they drop into the college itself and look to talk to yourself?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like if you contact, either go into the college in Coolock, Colossus Dula College of Further Education, and ask for the Shackleton course, third years, or you can even contact me on 085-721-5788. And that's Niamh Talbot, and I'd be able to sort you out with any information.
Well, that's brilliant, Niamh. Thanks very much for talking to us on Near FM. We wish you very best of luck with the event, and hopefully you get great weather and great crack, and everybody has a wonderful time. Niamh Talbot, sponsorship officer, Windsurfing InterVarsities 2017. Thanks for talking to us on Near FM. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks a million, Mark. Bye.